This is Kyle Richardson, Senior Online Editor with Promo Marketing, and I'm talking to Stephen Meyer, Chairman of the PPAI Board and VP of Sales from Molinar. We're here discussing PPAI's recent change to the Board of Directors. Stephen, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, Kyle.
And I was hoping you could give us a little run-through of what led to this change to the size of the PPAI's board.
Well, I welcome the opportunity to talk to you today about that. There comes a time, I think, with all companies and all businesses where it becomes more important to take a step back and work on the business instead of in the business. And I feel very fortunate that our board of directors felt this was the time to do that. I think we looked at the composition of the board and the kinds of input we were getting and decided that we could be a more effective, more responsive leadership group if we downsized the group and opened up the membership in such a way, especially with the new at-large position, that we become more inclusive of all our membership classes.
Okay, and what does the board do in general, and what will that new at-large position be responsible for?
Well, in general, we set the tone for the association. We're responsible for listening to the members' needs and setting the goals of the association moving forward. And we try to look forward 5 years. We probably need to adhere closely to our president, Paul Bellantone's vision of always trying to come up with the ideas that are going to be out there 5 years from now. And it may make people a little bit uncomfortable at the present time, but we need to be constantly forward-looking. The at-large position, I'm just really thrilled about because it gives us the opportunity as a board, and it's very important, especially with the smaller board, that we can reach out and bring someone to the board for a limited term. It's only a 2-year term, and they can't advance to chair or chair-elect. But it gives us the opportunity to say, we need a person with a great vision of technology, or we need a person with a great financial background, because right now the composition of the board doesn't include that. So it just really is quite important, and I think it's a big step forward. And it's also, I should add, open to all the membership classes. It gives us the opportunity to find the right person we need for the circumstances of the moment.
That sounds like it will give you guys a lot more flexibility in terms of who you appoint and what they're capable of doing. When will that be filled? Is that something going to happen soon, or will it be happening in 2013?
Well, actually, it's a 4-year rollout in the transition to this new board. The first step will begin this fall with the elections to the board of directors, and instead of the usual 2 suppliers and 2 distributors being elected to the board, there will only be 1 of each category. Plus, I want to get this right for you, on the even years, the chair, with the direction of the RAC board, nominates, sends to the board the name of someone to serve as the RAC delegate to the board of directors. Their term of office begins in January of 2013. So next, I'll be doing that this fall. Next year, our incoming chair, Mark Simon, will go through the same process roughly and select an at-large director who will be nominated by the executive committee, be forwarded to the full board of directors. Their term will begin January of 2014.
Okay. Now, you had said that, you know, the board of directors tends to look in sort of a 5-year plan. What do you see as being the major issues that the board has to tackle for the remainder of 2012 and in going forward?
The rest of this year, well, we just had our strategic plan meeting back in March, and we've come up with 4 goals on that. But the most important one on the top of the list is adding to member value. And we continue for search for ways to do that through professional development, through the benefit packages we have, items like the toner deal that we have, the FedEx shipping. Those are typically big. But in truth, our biggest challenges we see going forward as a board and as an association are both government regulation and product safety issues. And we're well in front. We're leading the industry in terms of both the activity and the substance, the content of what we're providing members in those areas.
Stephen, I want to thank you for your time and explaining what you guys are doing down in Dallas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning, Kyle.